Eastern Garrett. Been full for trouble.
You know, if we had a senior there for a while.
Well, it's about 4 o'clock and I'd like to call this meeting to order today. Chairman Gatto had a dental appointment earlier today. He's a little numb, doesn't want to chew his tongue off. So I'll conduct today's meeting and at the request of Chairman Gatto. So I'd like to call it to order, and if we could all stand for an invocation, if we can get Commissioner Gatto to give us an invocation, then he'll be off to you.
Precious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we come to you today to give you thanks and praise, Lord, for all you're doing in our lives. Dear Lord, we just ask a special blessing over our community, dear Lord. There's several families in our community directly hurting from losses of love. Lord, we just ask you a special blessing upon them. As always, we ask you for wisdom, courage, and strength, Lord, in our decisions. And as always, we approach you through your precious Son's name. Amen.
Amen. If you could join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I know, as Commissioner Bob, we ought to have pretty tough tongues from having to bite our tongue a lot of times. I don't know.
It's tough.
Thank you. And Monty, are there any additions or deletions to the public agenda today?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you. The next item of order of business is the approval of the administrative and executive session meeting minutes from January 14th that you've been provided. The chair will accept a motion to approve.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any need for discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Minutes are approved. Then we'll just give a quick update here, moving along on the updates of committees and boards that we've been attending. And where's my little list here? I just have it's just been a brief week, and I've attended the Development Corp dinner. We had a LMB, Local Management and Partnership for Children's meeting. And Saturday I went down to WISP where they unveiled the commemorative poster for 2014 that is on the wall at WISP. And it's a pretty interesting sight. They've got a recreation of the Wheaties box from 1989 and a large poster there that Mark Stutzman created that the town of Mountain Lake Park had sponsored. So stop down and see it if you're there. Commissioner Raley, do you have any?
After I left here last Tuesday evening, I went to the local Marcellus Shale committee meeting, and then also went to a meeting of the Friendsville community in regards to the town's revitalization efforts. Next day, I attended the Dove Center meeting in the Development Corp on Thursday. Then I had a PACE function in the Cumberland area, preparation for the PACE reception. And then on Friday, I attended the LEPC meeting and a hot wash session to discuss the recent storm and the power outages and those kinds of things, as well as just basically the local planning group for the emergency planning. That's it.
Commissioner Gatto, thank you.
After the meeting, attended the monthly meeting of the chamber, along with the Board of Education monthly meeting, along with the Traffic Advisory Committee, that was some of the functions I did last week, a short week between meetings, and looking forward to PACE this Thursday and Friday.
That's true. Thank you. Well, this brings us to our next item on the agenda, which is the public hearing for the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Project Funding. At this point, I'll open the hearing. And Mayor Jameson, if you can take the reins here.
Okay, I can give it a whirl anyway. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has given another chunk of change, so to speak, to the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development to be run through what they call the CDBG, or Community Development Block Grant Program. This state actually has $20 million to put through this program to be used for any unmet needs that were related to disaster recovery efforts for various storms that we've had over the last couple of years. The funding is targeted to disaster relief, long-term recovery activities, restoration of infrastructure, housing, and economic revitalization. Because it's through the Community Development Block Grant Program, it does have to meet a national objective, which are, in this case, in Garrett County's case, we meet the national objective of benefit to low and moderate income persons countywide. It's a minimum of 51%. I think we're 53-point-something%. So, the notice was advertised in the newspaper also. We had an article on the front page of the Republican last on Thursday, and just the other, I guess last week, yes, mm-hmm. last Thursday. And we also sent out notices with the notice from the state to all of the municipalities to discuss it at the mayor's meeting. So we tried to get the word out as best we could. We had contacted through Monty both emergency management and public utilities, see if they had any projects. So this particular grant funding is just a little bit different in that the county has to be the applicant, the towns cannot. So there will be one application from the county. We have a variety of projects that have been submitted in relation to this that I can briefly go through with you. One of the other things is a needs assessment, which basically each of these projects kind of have their own, did their own needs assessment, so to speak, but there is, I have a draft of a 7/8 finished, completed needs assessment that just needs to talk about a couple other projects that I didn't quite get to here. It's been kind of a, right up until yesterday, who was in, who wasn't, who was gonna be able to participate and who isn't, so it's kind of a moving target up to today. We do have projects totaling $1,134,644, for which we hope to apply. They're broken down in by housing, by infrastructure, and what I call warming, the emergency shelter / warming center projects. Briefly, we have six senior housing complexes managed, owned by Community Action, for which we are requesting generators that would not heat the entire building, but heat the community room. All these facilities have a community room. It would provide electric for the fire system and hallway lighting. In one of those complexes, it also includes an elevator. The other complexes, you can access the second and main floor levels from streets, you know, or parking areas. It's just the way they are designed. We have also, there is a part of the request is for the Community Action building itself at Center Street. This would be for the senior center community room, fire system, hallway lighting, elevator, and also would allow access to critical data if there was some. Community Action was without power for the first couple of days of Sandy, had no way to get to their records. It's talked about some of the vulnerable seniors and residents. So this would allow that to not, would eliminate that issue. And in addition, the Eastern Garrett Fire Hall, Grantsville Fire Hall, and the Town of Deer Park Community Center, not their fire hall, but in the actual community, are requesting generators that would allow them to serve as warming centers, emergency shelters. All three of those facilities have space plus commercial kitchens that would allow heating, you know, food, service, and allow heat. In the town of Loch Lynn, they're requesting a generator for their town garage and office, and it's a little bit of a unique situation in that they didn't have electric for several days. They had, and the guys were in the, this was during Sandy, in the garage, holding flashlights, trying to fix something on their snow plow so they can continue to plow streets. A little bit hard to do that when you're holding them, you know, a flashlight under your chin. So this would allow them to be able to do that. There are other, in the town of Oakland, we're requesting both, requesting generators for both water treatment plants. During Sandy, the Oakland treatment plant was without power for about 5 days. Fortunately, the Broadford plant did not lose power. However, had they lost power for any period of time, we would have been in trouble, to put it mildly. So this would allow generators for both of those facilities. Grantsville, in a similar situation, they had a generator, they had a generator at their treatment plant, but not at their well site. When the well pump went down, they actually had to pump, they had to actually siphon water into the reservoir. So again, this would allow them to not have that situation. And also the town of Accident for their pump locations and as a backup to the wastewater treatment plant. They do have one there, but it only runs the UV lights, so it's not full treatment at the facility. So those two, the last two, Accident in Grantsville, would be a mobile generator that would be bolted to a trailer that could go in between their facilities within the town, you know, just the town facilities, but the treatment plant and the well sites in Accident and the well and springs pump locations in Grantsville. And the other project that we had a conversation with Cindy Stone about that we're going to put into this pot is the Kitzmiller flood prevention. As you know, Kitzmiller has to recertify their, well, you may not know this, but Kitzmiller does have to recertify their levy.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the process of hiring an engineering company and determining what it is that they needed to do to make the levy back to certifiable. And the end result was that there were three areas, I believe it's three areas along the river that need to be, either the levee needs to be raised or they need to be dredged. While the issue of flooding in Kitzmiller and the levee is not specific to Hurricane Sandy, which is the storm for which we are eligible for money, it is obviously important that that get done. And we did talk with Cindy Stone, who's the director of the CDBG program at the state, and she said it would be eligible to put it in for funding. So, is that it? Okay. There were a couple other projects that we talked about that either for weren't able to work out. The one was I did talk with economic development about the one business that we knew of for sure. That was the Grand Central building out on 135. But they didn't have enough to make it. They were able to recoup most of their losses through their other means. There had been a potential project apparently between the windstorm, the derecho, in June and Sandy in October. There was a good bit of debris in the Yauk River. Primarily, it's in the area on the other side of the railroad from Allegheny Street in Mountain Lake Park. If you can picture, that's the street that goes in front of the town hall. I believe that's the name of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor had some pictures and had a guesstimate on his part, but he, in further conversation with him, he had some of the folks from the USDA program down there last year and looked at it, and the issue is that there's no buildings there. It's not, you know, flooding isn't going to take out a house or anything like that. So he determined that it would not to go forward with that particular project. I mean, that is something that I had talked with John Frank about in addition to the EOC, but our emergency operations center was not damaged during Sandy, so it wouldn't be an eligible activity. I did check with Cindy on that. So, you know, it's not that the, like these generator projects, it's not that these buildings were damaged, but there was impact from not having electric in the senior complexes, at the water treatment plants, etc. So that's how that's working. So, is there anything else you can think of, Dwayne?
That's it.
Very good. And the application deadline has to be submitted by next Tuesday,
yes.
the 28th.
Tuesday at 3 p.m. We already have lined up someone to drive it to Groundsville.
Okay.
Because I expect it'll be Monday when we're copying it. So.
And what that really does is it means we're going to be working right up to that deadline in terms
yeah.
of just the, and it will be very difficult to make changes.
Right.
So one of the things I might suggest to you all is you can go ahead at the end of this and close the hearing, because that way we won't have to change anything once we get into
correct.
The process. And there was adequate notice. It meets all the guidelines that the program requires in terms of providing opportunity for people to comment.
And you got 16 responses back, it looks like, so you got a very good response list.
It'll be attached to the resolution.
Right. The list that I just talked about is what is that list.
It's on this resolution.
Yes.
And the resolution just, it just says that the Board of County Commissioners basically authorizes middle of the application to CDBG funds, grant funds, total amount of the figure you mentioned, $1,134,644 on this day, the 21st of January. Thank you. So is that? Okay.
I just had a very quick question. You know, with your deadline that you have for it, do you have any clue about how long it'll take before you hear back whether you get part or all of what you're requesting?
I think, was it a June date that Cindy said?
That's what I was going to say, yes.
Yeah. So, June.
Probably June-ish.
Yeah. Ish. Yes.
That's about the normal speed. Right?
Yeah. Although I will say that some of our projects are going to get a couple of extra points in the rating because they're ready to go.
Yeah.
A generator is pretty simple. You go out to bid to get a generator, you put it in. It's pretty quick. And, you know, they do want this to move quickly, even though it sometimes takes more time.
I think that rating is 2.1 is that this money is coming to the state. In typical CDBG programs, it's confined to rural communities, basically. But in this case, it's open to any jurisdiction in the state, including Baltimore City, who's not applying, by the way. But in any case, it's statewide pool money at this stage. And secondly, I think we've had some discussion in terms of the procurement of the generators in going in under the county's umbrella for one with one procurement as opposed to 10 different separate ones. But we think it will speed it up and we'll get a better price.
Right. Especially since the county is the applicant.
Right.
In that, you could, you know, depending on what is funded and not funded, you could subgrant some of this, like you may want to subgrant the Kitzmuller if they get funded. But, you know, that's something we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But, you know, like Dwayne said, and we have had conversation with Brian about that, so kind of just, is it a FYI on the horizon coming down?
I have none. The chair would entertain a motion or motions to close the public hearing and close the public comment period due to the limitations of time and necessity, time necessity needed to get this application in by the 28th. Seems that ample time has already been allowed to provide for input and assemble the list, compile the list.
What would you do if someone came forward with a project like tomorrow or the next day?
Cry.
Sure.
No.
It's a good response.
It was sorry. After I got done balling, I would take it. I mean, if it was an eligible project, and we'll just have to come back and you guys will have to have some sort of, can you do that? I mean, can we amend the resolution, some sort of a special thing?
Okay. So we would have to come back to a public hearing to include
well,
that.
Well, or you'd have to do...
You'd have to have a different resolution.
Right.
Because it specifies the
this
amount.
Has a number.
And if the amount
right.
changes, then
right.
we have to have a different
right.
Then we'll have to have a
project. Very good.
Well,
you could state that it's by the project list that's submitted, or additional projects are submitted, then the task would be amended.
Okay. That's, yeah, then that way we won't have to, I don't expect, yeah, that's probably, if you want to do it that way, that'd be fine, and then that way we can just get the information, and, I mean, the project, the way this application is being put together, there's a couple of sections that are generic to the whole thing, and then there's a section that is project specific.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Eastern Garrett has their own, the senior housing complexes, they're their own project, Kitzmiller, its own project. So it's just a matter of putting that in there. There's a few pages in that would, you know, a few places where numbers need to be changed, but we're not quite that far anyway.
We have about four different authors writing.
But the likelihood of you getting another project at this point is...
I'm guessing it's a little
pretty small. Obscure.
Yeah. So, but we will certainly entertain, if it's an eligible activity, and if you all can, you know, other than the resolution needing approval, we can... There is a form that needs to be signed. It's just a standard form. Bless you.
Went away. Scared it out. Thank you.
All right, well, I would motion then that we close the hearing at this time first.
Second.
Need for discussion? I have a motion to close the hearing in a second. Hearing none, all in favor of closing the public hearing, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing is closed.
Thank you.
And then I would move adoption of the resolution to include the projects as proposed today, with the consideration that if additional projects come in that they and meet the criteria and they be included.
A motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second motion.
Second. Need for additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion on the floor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. That's for the chairman to sign.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your legwork and getting it together.
Cross your fingers then after that.
Very well. Thank you.
I'm going to cry if we don't get it.
What's that?
I'm going to cry if we don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Jim, you want me to be serious on a day like today when I've got to drive across the county in this snowstorm?
You got to be optimistic. I mean, you think, you know, about generators, how important that is to get for everybody, and it's like, you think, you know, that it could be turned down to the powers that be. It's like, what's up with that anyway? That's just
they asked for
weird
it.
Way of thinking.
That's
yeah.
Right. They asked for it.
Yeah.
Why would you turn it down?
So, on another note, I do have the funders meeting preliminary agenda sent out to all
we
the
saw.
Funders. Did you see that? Did I send it to you guys too? Oh,
Carol did. I think Carol forwarded it to us.
I can't remember.
Monty did. Monty sent it to us.
Who? The preliminary funders
so.
Agenda. Did
oh,
you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I can't remember who I sent one to.
The reason I asked that question is because Craig and I had a discussion about Friendsville, Craig Humble, and I thought Friendsville was going to do something, but he said that he thought they were approved for FEMA, but he wasn't sure. So he was kind of in limbo. So that's the reason that I was concerned, because he and I actually had that discussion after the LTPC meeting on Friday,
okay.
And I told him, I said, well, I'm on a legion stick, I'm trying to move to help me out here with the number, because I was asking what his number was.
Oh, okay. To see if you could get yeah.
Well, to see if the to make sure if I was just going to use a I mean, I was trying to get a concrete number, but I wasn't positive I was going to get
somebody.
I mean, that is something that if and let me say that has been an issue. Oakland applied for generators under MEMA, I think Accident did in April of last year.
I think they had one, but it wasn't adequate for.
Okay, because I thought they served
they
as a warming center.
I just thought it was not adequate
yeah.
to do what they needed.
Well, they had, I mean, if they come up with something, but
okay.
I really do need it. Because I'm leaving the first of the afternoon, too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna,
sure.
It's going to be a, that's okay. We'll be all right. Thanks again. See you.
Thank you.
Do you have that? Thank you. Do you have that?
Oh, you?
Yeah. There are, I need it. You want to make a copy of it? It came in an email,
okay.
And then she made it smaller.
Do I have
you have that? Yeah. It's
okay.
This thing. But she made it smaller.
She just needs the top two pages, I think.
I see. It's all part of the, I'm sorry, Monty. That's all part of this project. Okay. I got you. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. The next item on the agenda today is the fiscal year 2015 Garrett County Board of Education approval of the capital improvement program, and this was deferred earlier in the year, as you all know, and we did have a discussion earlier in administrative session, so the chair would entertain a motion to approve the CIP as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the CIP summary as presented.
Second.
Second. And if I could just ask Chairman Gatto if we could include in that motion just a simple line, just pending availability of future funding, just so we don't handcuff a future board that may be here. But just like to add that language in.
And I believe that is consistent with what we've always done in the past in regards to the funding mechanism being in place.
Okay. Hearing a motion and a second, is there any need for further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye for approval.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. And the chair, the temporary chair, Commissioner Gatto, had a dental appointment today, so I'm subbing. Would entertain a motion to release the funding of $582,400 to the Board of Education, currently restricted for the design work to progress on southern renovation.
You want a motion on that?
I would move.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
So moved.
Commissioner Riley, second. Need for discussion?
Just that funding is already available. That funding has already been set aside. That is not new funding. That funding was set aside in the current budget in regards to moving that project forward. So.
Okay. All in favor of the motion on the floor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. And that brings us to our public commentary for today. Is there any public commentary? Mr. Helbig, any public commentary today?
I just have a question. That grant money that you were applying for and so on, I assume that money's, if approved, they would use local contractors on that. Is that part of the stipulations on that?
I thought she said it had to be bid.
Right.
I think it has to be done through a procurement process. So obviously, but there's nothing we love anymore because, you know, a lot of the people who worked up numbers for us are local contractors. But I know the contractor that we specifically worked with said that he would be very vigilant in trying to come up with pricing that would put them in a very competitive way of getting some of those. But if you do lump all of them together, it could make it a little more cumbersome, I guess.
Well, the reason I ask was because I know a lot of federal funds, there's incentives for local state organizations or whatever, you know, when they have those, and I just wonder if that applied to them.
Not sure.
Any additional public commentary?
I would just like to say thank you for moving forward with the permission to begin the design phase for Southern Middle School. I also wanted you to know that I know that the additional square footage is also a bit of a concern from a financial standpoint. We are in conversations with a number of people downstate to try to look at a more of a creative use of that space that we might be able to bring in some community money, therefore lessening the burden on local government in terms of funding the project. That will also be a value added for the entire community. So we'll exhaust those resources, I guarantee you. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I'll create as many conversations around it as I can.
We'll certainly do the same on Thursday and Friday if we see any of those folks that we can twist some arms while we're in Annapolis.
Right. And, you know, we have a number of things that we have talked with Mike Gear about. I'm a little reluctant to say what they are yet until I feel like some things are moving down the road. I don't want to promise something that may not come to fruition. So, but
understood.
I just know that when you look at this project compared to all the other projects, it's a pretty glaring
50-50 match, the county would be 12 million and the state would be able to wear for 6 million. That's really bad math in my opinion. So I'm really hoping that the state works with us and tries to help refine it in such a way that we move a little closer to the center, I guess is what I'm saying. I mean, obviously, if you look at the last two big capital school projects, Route 40 and Northern, they were much closer to the 50-50. But I know there's a whole bunch of dynamics that go into that with the extra square footage, but you know, it just doesn't make sense to me that because we have a 90,000 square foot building to make it a 70,000 square foot building, and then someday all of a sudden maybe things turn around and we need a 90,000. I worked in Southern Middle School when we needed every square foot of that building because we had 700 and some kids in that school back then, and that, you know, that was a few decades ago. But you know, again, it was after the, I'm pretty sure that was before the B&L Bosch and Long loss, so that was a hardship on the school.
I also, and I wasn't here, but from my understanding and from looking at some of the information around Northern Middle, I think that because of the community use money, there was space renovated there that really wasn't in the formula and it wasn't at local cost. That would be the front computer room, the front meeting room, and also the science labs were an add-on and enhancement from the original design, and that would have been done through state money. So it's possible. We just have to bring some attention to it.
Right. I appreciate your vigilance. And we have a lot of capital projects amassing, so anything we can do to shift the balance in our favor is appreciated. And I'd just like to say thank you for the time to be able to meet with the facilities study people and gentlemen and Mr. Swift last week. Yes.
They were a good group to work with. I think they've really given Bill lots of information just in terms of deferred maintenance and strategizing steps forward to keep our buildings in decent shape for our kids.
Right. Well, I appreciated the time. It was very productive. Time well spent.
Yeah, we appreciate your meeting with them.
Any additional public commentary or questions? Hearing none, and we'll move on to the next item, and that's to get Carol over here to go over our appointments and schedules.
We're going to go back into executive session, right, for personnel, just
yes.
Momentarily. So I'd entertain that as a motion.
Okay, I would second that. All in favor going into executive session? Discuss personnel?
Aye.
Motion carries. I did. He gave me a lead on it, actually. Larry in the building. Oh, Bill Swift just said that.
And the state only wants to renovate.
His daughter was the last Larry. He's good.
Because I said I'm trying to get out of here, I'm going to see if I can't figure out. I don't think I really have.
Because we're out of the office.
Everything.
We made it this week.
You're going down tomorrow night for that thing at Make That Right.
Yes.
At O'Brien's.
Yes. I'll actually go there early in the morning. The weather's good.
Yeah. He's going to take the Equinox since. Are we done with this?
Sure.